It might take 7 minutes, not five, but John gave me five. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me today. It really means a lot to me. A number of weeks ago, back in November, I sat in the back row one Sunday after church during a meeting that was held to discuss the strategic plan of the future of this church. And I heard many voices, and I heard many different people speak, and there was a question that was asked that really resonated with me. And the question was, does LPCC matter? Does it? If it were not here, would that matter? And a flood of thoughts entered my mind, and in that moment, I thought about what LPCC has meant to me. And I had this resounding answer to that question within seconds. Yes. Yes, it really matters. My start at LPCC began almost 47 years ago. My birthday is in May, and I will be 47. My parents, Norman and Joan Lindars, they began attending Lawrence Park Church back sometime in the late 60s. And both my brother Greg and I were baptized here, and we attended Sunday school here back when it was in the basement. And that was back when Dr. Bradford and Reverend Reed were the ministers here. And then we attended youth group in the 1980s, and Jan Hutchins was the minister here. And during my high school years, I actually sang in the senior choir all the way through high school, up until I went to university in 1990. And then I was away for a few years, but in 1994, my husband and I were married here by Bill Kirvin, and Mark, in fact, played the organ at our wedding. Eventually, my husband and I, we moved our family to the east end of Scarborough, and I did not come for many years. But in 2010, my marriage unfortunately broke down, and I actually returned to live in this neighborhood for a couple of years. And it was at that time that I decided to come back, and I decided to bring my children. And in the spring of 2011, I saw a job posting for a Sunday school animator here at Lawrence Park Church. And I thought, what is that? So I decided to read about it, and I applied. I had had years of summer church camp experience working with kids, and I thought, yeah, I think I could do that. So that's when I took the role for leading the Sunday school here. And in my time, I have taught about 250 weekly classes, run with the help of Deanne 7 Christmas pageants, and 2 spring musicals. This church has mattered a lot to me over the many years. It's a place where my faith journey began, and it is a place where I started to learn about Bible stories and about prayer and about community and about good friends. In 1986, when I was 15 years old, I was in grade 10, my mother, Joan, died after a short battle with breast cancer. My church community, this church community, was vital to me and to my family. It was, in fact, the individual people within the church who did things for us, who brought us meals, who invited us to join their family gatherings, and who simply acknowledged our grief in a supportive way. It mattered. And when I returned in 2011, again, this church was a place for me to gather support and to connect with others. During a time that was very challenging for me, my marriage had just broken down, and so it mattered a lot. My work with the children here at LPCC has mattered a whole lot to me. The children, some of whom are actually, I can't believe it, but in university, have taught me a lot. They've taught me about patience, about individuality, how to listen, how to change plans last minute to make things work, and they've shown me that I can be flexible. They have shown me that community is what we all need, no matter how old we are. We need to feel welcomed and we need to feel loved. I am so grateful for the opportunity that has been given to me. I thank my colleagues for your friendship and for your support. And I thank the many families, the children, parents, and all the members of this community who have supported me in my role with the Sunday School. I thank you for having faith in me to do the job that I have so enjoyed. However, I'm very sad to leave my work here. But I know that I need to be with my own children who are not here today, who need to go, and I need to go where they are on weekends. I just can't be in two places at once. So I know that God will be with me wherever I go, whether it's at church or at home, wherever, just as God is with you as well. When I come back, and I will be back, many people have asked me, and I will be back, I know once again there will be a place for me here because this church does matter. It mattered 47 years ago. It mattered 7 years ago. It matters today. And it will matter as LPCC goes forward in whatever way, shape, or form that's going to take. We are the church. You and me. We are called to be the church. God works in us to do good things, to serve others, to be compassionate, and to love. We are the church, and this church matters. Thank you from the very bottom of my heart. Thank you.